Happy morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening in. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. The idea that you can live your best life, whatever your version of your best life is, you can live that, you can achieve that, you can get to it. You have the tools, you have the resources, and you live in the best times ever to execute this, to make this a reality for yourself, despite all the other things that you're hearing, that you're seeing, that you're telling yourself. As I often say, you don't see with your eyes, you see with your mind. You live the life that you conjure up in your head. There are billions of different reality out there, and you choose yours. The beauty of that is that you can shift your mindset and end up with a different reality. And I wanted to open up the topic a little bit about why is it that we don't get there? Why is it what's stopping us, what's blocking us? And while I can go down a laundry list of things, I want to take my focus to the more of what you call seem to be inherent problem or characteristic when it comes on to adults, and especially adults who want something, and especially adults who have done something, who have taken steps on a journey, who have tried to figure out something. And what gets in our way most times is that as adults, we have this deep-seated arrogance. It's not ignorance, arrogance. This deep-seated arrogance that causes us to believe that because we did this, we automatically are at the level that is to give us this. I'll tell you a quick story. So I had a great friend of mine, close to me, back in the day, and he used to ride motorbikes. He's a good rider. He does bear services around Kingston, and he's always carrying me around, carrying stuff for me. And guy rides more than anyone else around him, better than anyone else around him. Very good. So he came to me and he said that he wanted me to sponsor him because he wanted to go race professionally at the racetrack, at the race meet that they have. It's a kind of an annual race meet when that racetrack was going on in Jamaica. I don't know if it's still going on. So I said to him, okay, so how is the practice going on? And he said, he's good. He's okay. He's going to go down there. He got it. He's a good rider. He's going to go down there and, you know, a couple of days before and just learn the track a little bit. And I was never wanted to discourage him. I was going to give him the money. I was going to give him the sponsorship, what he asked for. That's fine. You know, he's stepping out. He's trying something. But in conversation with him, I was trying to make him understand that riding around town and riding against guys who are riding professionally is two very different scenarios. It's not that you can't compete to start, but the mindset that you are at a certain level to compete when you have not done the thing yet and you have not learned and practice the craft at that level is ludicrous. And I'm telling you that story because most adults get trapped in that. And we don't appreciate that a good mental handle on something or a good practical skill sets that allow you to execute on something doesn't take you to great levels in the marketplace. That mastery is different from regular output and regular performances. And, you know, there's a lot to be learned from stars and icons and celebrities. And I don't think we get lessons. I think we look out for the wrong things. And then, you know, it doesn't serve us. It serves us as some entertainment, but we don't get any real lessons from it that can move our lives forward. So somebody like a Michael Jackson, who came out of his mother's womb sounding good, have had many lessons in voice training. Somebody like a Usain Bolt, world-renowned sprinter, break records, set records, hold records, was just running good naturally, but he had to get a coach to take him to the next level. Listen to these guys. Guys who have this natural inclination to act. Go hire acting coaches. Guys who are singing and have money and at the top of their games and want to get into different areas of their lives. Hire people to help them. Get coaching, get mentorship. Accepting that they're at a level that is a foundation, but more work needs to be done to get to the level that they aspire for. And we see that all the time in the business I'm in. You see people who are good at what they do. They're great technicians. They have those technical skills. But in order for a technical skill to really work well or to bring you to any level of economic freedom, that has to be skillfully molded into a business system. But they don't want to take the time to learn. They don't want to take the time to understand. Most of them need the one skill to get to the next level, but they don't want to learn it. Or they have this adult innate thing that most of us have where we think that we know enough to get whatever we need to get done. So we don't want to read the books. We don't want to go to the trainings. We don't want to take the workshops. We don't want to pay for the coaching. We don't want to do anything. We want to wing it. One of the greatest powers you will have, one of the greatest powers you will have, and the greatest chance and opportunity you're going to have to get to any high levels, to that extraordinary level, to that level that the elite get to that level that is secure and that has weight, is your ability. Your ability and your humility to say, hey, this thing is happening out there. There must be a model of it that I can adopt, go learn, work at it until I get to that level that I want to get to. And it's not that complicated. It is not that complicated because we are living in the times when it's a wide open information space where all the information out there, you can actually get it. And I use this example all the time. Every time, the people who win, the people who are really winning at the highest level, they are working on models. You go into the CVS, the Walgreens, the Rite Aids, any one of them, they look the same. They sell the same stuff. It's laid out the same. The department stores, the cars, the airplanes, the way they answer the phones in these multinational companies and all these huge corporations. They're doing the same set of things. They're running the same programs, the same software. Why? Because they have found out the tests have been done. It has been proven to work and they're working it. They've learned it. They've done what they need to do to get the systems and resources in place. And they are going at it full blast. They're not getting into their own way, saying that, oh, we're valued $50 billion. We don't need to do that. We can reinvent the wheel and make our own wheel. Nobody's doing that. That's why this Nissan and the Toyota look the same. That's why the Mercedes-Benz and the BMW look the same. Whatever you want to do. This is a message. I'll end it right here. Whatever you want to do. Whatever it is that you're going after, whatever you want to learn, whatever you want to get done in your life, at the level that you're at, understand that there is a process to learn and act and grow and test and experiment and get going and moving up and notching up until you get it. So this sort of an innate thing in human being where we are riddled with arrogance and this misconceived notion that because we're literate and numerate and we have worked our ear before and we have four kids and we have worked hard and we come from this country, we come from that country, we know it all and we can figure it out. It's ridiculous. It doesn't work. You need a model that you are willing to learn and execute and tweak and experiment until it works. So if you noticed, I left out all the hard work and the mindset stuff and the focus. I left all that out because we're not even going to get to that yet, because that will be useless if you are not following a model and running a structure that can work. What do I mean? Let me give you the simple example before I close. I know I said I was going to close, but I'll give you the simple example. If you're trying to sell something, I don't know, t-shirts, easy example. You're trying to sell t-shirts and you're trying to create a t-shirt brand. You can do hard work, staying up all night, designing it, coming up with a name, calling your friends, posting it on social media, walking around and leaving a sample and asking everybody if they need it, and you can do that for all your life. And you burn out and it never go anywhere, or it get highs and come right back down. But if you stop to say, hey, there are 25,000 different t-shirt brands that have been built over the last 15 years. Okay, what did they do? How did they do it? Let me learn this thing. Let me learn how they set up their systems. Let me know what their sales process look like. Let me know how they build their businesses. And if you would be a student, if you'd have a teachable spirit in the area that you want to win in, then half your problem would be solved. Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure. See you on the next podcast.